This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I don't care if it's 10 minutes, but I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, all of that. And you know I do. Because, you know, some of you know me. Some of you have been listening long enough to know. So I know you could be listening to about 6,000 other programs, but you've chosen this one, which I believe personally, my own personal opinion, shows me how smart you actually are. So the let me see. There was a story that you guys sent me a couple days ago. And I know if I don't get to it, I'm going to find the stupid thing. It's going to get so old, it's not going to mean anything anymore. Where is it? There we go. I love this stuff. So, you know, things are getting better, right? Now we're being told things are getting better. Our kids are doing better. Life is better. Better is better. Well, guess what? A recent study came out showing that more young adults live with parents than partners. It's a first. So instead of moving in with your significant other, which I don't really agree with, but that's my own personal opinion, now we've got young people moving in with their parents. That's scary. I mean, am I the only one that's scared by that? That's scary. The story goes on to say, many of America's young adults appear to be in no hurry to move out of their old bedrooms. Now, see, mine couldn't. When I started doing radio about 8 years ago, right, my daughter came home. She's like, what happened to my bedroom? I said, it's not your bedroom. You don't live here anymore. I don't see your name on the mortgage. You're not sending me money every month. It doesn't belong to you. But you're welcome to sleep on the couch, really, seriously. Anyway, for the first time on record, these people are living with their parents. It's now the most common arrangement. You ready for this one? This is the Bernie group. It's now the most common arrangement for people 18 to 34. An analysis of census data by the Pew Research Center has been looking into this. Nearly one-third of millennials live with their parents, slightly more than the proportion who lived with the spouse or partner. It's the first time that living at home has outpaced living with a spouse for this age group since the 1880s. Oh, my God. 1880s. They were tracking this stuff in the 1880s? Why, because they had nothing else to do? Now, the remaining young adults are living alone with other relatives in college dorms or roommates or under other circumstances. Now, a sharp shift reflects a long-running decline in marriage. Bunch of cowards. Amplified by economic upheavals of the Great Recession, the trend has been particularly evident among Americans who lack a college degree. Now, I take exception to that. Because I don't have a college degree. I actually moved out of my house before I finished high school. Yeah, I was paying my own rent. Daddy and mommy weren't paying for anything. So I was paying my own rent. I was making my own car payment. So I was taking care of myself. So I again, like I say, I take exception to that. Just because I have a college degree doesn't mean anything. It means you went to school for a bunch of years to get a college degree. That's what it means. What you do with it after that shows me your true character and what you're willing to do. Now, the sharp shift reflects a long-running decline in marriage. Now, that's amplified by economic upheavals of the Great Recession. The trend has been particularly evident among Americans who lack a college degree. The pattern may be a contributing factor in the sluggish growth of the U.S. No. The president says the growth is doing good. It's just not where he wants it. So if you have an attitude that any growth is good growth, then I guess you're doing it. It's like saying, hey, I cut back on cigarette smoking. Instead of smoking 30 cigarettes a day, I'm now down to 29. Yay me. So anyway, I loved it. I knew somebody who would say, you know, they drank every day. I mean, they drank every day. All right? Not to drunkenness. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. And they'd be so excited with themselves when they didn't drink for a day. Look, that was a major accomplishment. Now, if you're an alcoholic, I guess that is a major accomplishment. I don't know. I've never been one. But if you're one of those people who just likes to drink, and you think not having a drink for one day is like you should get a silver star, that's problematic. So, the sluggish growth of the economy, consumer spending is down. Actually, I saw an article the other day that said not only is consumer spending down, but consumer confidence is down. You know, it's a real, the generation, my generation and future generation, we do not totally understand self-discipline. And what's happened is the credit card debt's gone up again, right? We've got people that are behind on credit card payments because they're tired of waiting to spend money. Their homes need fixing. Their whatever the situation is, they need help. All right? And they just can't wait anymore. They can't hold it together anymore. And so they're all running up credit cards. And then those that are actually afraid of what might happen, they're not running up anything. They're just sitting back and waiting, which is why you see that the retail stores aren't bouncing back, that they're laying off people, that kind of stuff. We are not in better shape. And I'll tell you what, the minute the Fed stops propping up the stock market, we're all screwed. Now, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Now, back to with more young people living with their parents rather than on their own, fewer people need to buy appliances, furniture, cable subscription. That's why this recovery from 08-09 not really working. Anyway, we'll talk about more figures after the break. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. You were listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you give me. You give me on the air, you give me in the chat room, wherever it is that you're listening and being involved. I do appreciate it. Anyway, back to... we're finding out more young adults are living with their parents than ever before. And to put it in proper perspective, how about this? More millennials are living back home than ever before. Right? And it's not just, I mean, we're talking about all the way back to World War II. We're talking about people that normally would have moved in with with their spouse or what have you. Not anymore. I mean, the economy's down. They can't find jobs. They spent all this money at college. They can't find jobs. And by moving into the home, guess what doesn't get... Look, when you move into your apartment, There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? You're moving to your apartment. You have, what am I looking at here? You have to buy a refrigerator, a TV, all this stuff. But, you know, sometimes you go buy used stuff, right? Not always new. But even if you go buy the used stuff, somebody else has replaced that, right, with a new one. That's why you have a used one and go to a used appliance store and buy that kind of stuff. So you got TVs, you got furniture, you know, all that stuff generates sales tax. Right? And that helps everybody as a whole. So the recovery in 2008-2009 recession has also been hobbled by historically low levels of home construction, to home ownership. You know, millennials don't want to own homes. Did you know that? We've done these stories a million times. Millennials are not interested in buying a house. They're not interested in cumbering themselves like that. They want to stay free and loose. So they're getting married later. They're moving in together later. Everything they're doing later on in life. So mommy and daddy are stuck foot in the bill. I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I know I'm cold. You want to live here? I got an empty room. You want to be here? I mean, if you're not on hard times, if it's just because you're lazy and what have you, no, it's not going to happen. If you're not on hard times and you're here, guess what you're doing? You're going to contribute to electric, water, food, room, because that's what you'd have to do in the real world now, isn't it? We coddle our kids. Oh, no, we. I didn't. Some of you parents coddle your kids so much as they move into adulthood when they're young, they can't handle adulthood. So if you want them to live with you till they're like 90, feel free. So as recently as 2000, nearly 43% of young adults aged 18 to 34 were married or living with a partner. 2000. That's the year 2000. Right? By 2014, we're down to 31%. What is that? I don't have enough fingers and toes for this, do I? So that's 12% of these young people can't handle it. In 2000, only 23% of young adults were living with parents. In 2014, 32%. Another almost a 10% jump, right? Come on, think about this. See, I've been talking about for years. I want to know something. I would love this is probably a good poll to put up. Are we raising weenies or wimps or strong people? Because it seems as time goes on, our kids can handle less and less and less and less and less. And I don't get it. We should be building a strong generation. You should be helping the big, strong adults. You should be, you know, helping to build people that can punch through and work through things. When they hit adversity, they don't have to jump on police cars and burn down CVSs to make it make sense. They should be able to work through things, know how to work through the system, make it work for them. And so, you know, if you go back and you look, I'm tired of hearing some of you people who write me and say, you know, you just don't know the oil companies, this company, they have all the money. That's great. But there's been plenty of times in the real world when David has beat up Goliath. You know what I'm saying? There's been plenty of times when people have taken on electric companies and gas companies and won. Now, the proportion of young adults now living with their parents is similar to the proportions that prevailed from 1880 through 1940. When the figure peaked, Pew found yet in those decades, the most common arrangement for young adults was living with a spouse rather than with parents. Now, very simply, you know, you got a lot more singles, said Richard Fry, lead author of the report, and a senior economist at the Pew Research Center. This group is much more likely to live with their parents. I'd like to know what that, you know, it was really funny because we used to see, notice that the boys, especially, you know, when I was a young kid in high school, I couldn't wait. I was breaking my dad's, you know, back trying to get, my learner's permit. I wanted to get my learner's permit, you know, 50 and a half. I can get my learner's permit. Come on, Dad, take me. Not till this, not till that, not till this. Ultimately, what happened was he finally took me, or Max and my mother finally took me. Nowadays, right? the girlfriends and the parents are begging the boys to get their driver's license. They won't do it. I don't understand it. The license gives you a level of freedom like you've never known before when you're a teenager. I mean, is it because daddy and mommy won't buy them a car, so it doesn't matter anyway? Well, I don't need my license because they're not going to buy me a car. No, you know why? Get a job. Get a job so you can pay for your gas, you pay for your insurance. And I remember when I got my first loan for a car. Right? My dad helped me get the loan, but here the deal was I had to have the money to him a couple of days before the payment was due. And if I didn't have the payment for him, I had to give him the keys to the car. Because he was a repossessing body. He was not one that you wanted to fool with. You know what I'm saying? Now, typically, a U.S. woman now marries at 27 years old. Wow, that's up. Typical man at 29. And I told you, the millennials are getting married later and later and later in life. That's up from a record low of 20 for women and 22 for men in 1956. Wow, think about that. They were ready for marriage back then. I'll bet you if you go look at all the divorce records or what have you, even though they got married younger because they were much more mature mentally, I'll bet you the divorce rates were lower. So they're concentrating more on school, careers, and work and less focused on forming new families. The shift may also be disrupting the housing market, one mystery that's confounded analysts since housing began recovery in 2012. We'll hit more of this on the side of the break. I'm telling you, they're into apartments. They're into living in mommy and daddy's basement. We don't want that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at EmberLit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the EmberLit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, EmberLit stoves are up to the task. EmberLit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at EmberLit.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
That's a 70s song, huh? I'm Joe with Feed Your Host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And you know what? And I really honestly do appreciate the time that you do spend with me, the time that you do check out the website, the show, the whatever. Now, I feel personally, my personal feeling on this is it shows how high your IQ is. when you tune into the show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just shows me where your head's at. And it tells me how smart you are. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me up on the website. Give me your email address. So I can look, I send out one a week. And you're smart enough to unsubscribe if you don't much care for it, right? You don't need a college degree for this. It's really quite simple. And again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved. All right, back to millennials. Can't get rid of them. Can't move them out of your house, apparently. Now, I don't usually read articles out of the LA Times, but this one was right on. Seriously. The Pew Research piece really puts it in perspective. I mean, the millennials are waiting longer to buy homes. They're waiting longer to get married. They're waiting longer to make these commitments. And part of it first and foremost, my personal opinion, is they really don't get it. Okay? They really don't understand. Nobody's going to hand it to them. They got to go out and work for it. Okay, so number two is the jobs aren't there for them. They're all part-time jobs now, people. Whether you want to hear it or not, go look at the numbers. They're all part-time jobs. And I thought this was quite interesting. Again, the typical U.S. woman today now marries at 27, the typical male at 29. Now, they're much more concentrating on themselves. It's more of a me, 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 let me get me ready. School, careers, work, less focused on forming new families. And it's really having an effect on the housing market. I think I told you earlier, when I graduated, I got an apartment first. I didn't graduate, actually. I left. I had my first apartment at 17. Now, Nella Richardson, chief economist at the real estate brokerage Redfin, says one explanation for the sparse supply is that many baby boomers aren't able to sell their family homes. They're not able to downsize for retirement because they still have adult children living with them. Can you imagine? right? You got your home. The kids are growing up at the home. You had the home 20 years, 25 years. You're going, yeah, ready to go. Going to sell this puppy as soon as they're gone. You wake up in the morning, you go downstairs, you can find one kid still in the basement and one kid's in the spare room. Oh, my God, when are you going to leave? So, Redfin recently surveyed homeowners aged 55 to 64 and found that, you ready for this one? One-fifth still have adult children living at home. She went on to say, because there's so many boomers and so many millennials, it's having a big effect on the housing market. And yeah, boomers are living longer. They're eating different. They, you know, they're exercising. They're doing things our parents never did, or the parents, you know, our grandparents never did. So among young men declining and decline now, the reason young people can't afford new houses most of the time. So if the older folks aren't selling their, you know, their old houses, you've got nothing moving, people. Now among young men declining employment and failing wages or falling wages are another factor keeping many of today's 18 to 34 year olds unmarried. You know what? I don't know many of the guys that I grew up with that waited until they were financially. That was always a that was always a coward line. I wait until I'm financially secure to get married. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not there yet. I know we've been dating 12 years. Give me a couple more. I'll be ready. Fry said that the share of the young men with the jobs fell to 71% in 2014. A report found from 84% in 1980, the year when the proportion of young adults living outside the home peaked. Think about that. Now, incomes have fallen as well, too. You know, income wages adjusted for inflation, they've plunged about 34%, typical young men from 2000 to 2014. Now, other factors contributing to the trend of living, this is what I've been trying to tell you guys. When you hear people say the economy's doing better, we got more jobs, or our unemployment's down, whatever, it's not true. Not really. I mean, look, if these salary rates were rising or even held steady, then I'd have a different viewpoint. But the salary rates are dropping. There's less full-time jobs, more part-time jobs. So you can't tell me that we've turned around and things are getting better. Other factors contributing to this trend of living with parents? Rising apartment rents. Why wouldn't you? If I was a apartment owner, I'd be popping rents up too. You can't afford a home. You can't afford a home, but you can afford an apartment. Maybe you can afford a little bit more in that apartment. They have heavy student debt loans because they're spending more time in college. Many analysts had expected that the economy improved. That as the economy improved, young adults would increasingly move out of their own. No, they don't have the spine for it. I keep saying that. They don't know how to push through. They don't know how to take risks. Even some of my friends that have businesses, you know, young millennial types that I've talked to, they don't work weekends. They're growing a business. They quit work at 5 o'clock. What is that all about? You know, if you want to be successful, then you beat your brains out for the few years you need to get that business rolling. And then not only can you, you know, I've got another friend who's fairly young. He takes all kinds of time off in his business. But in the beginning, you could find him working Monday through Sunday. And now he takes off for a week here and a week there and 2 weeks over here. And the business pretty much runs itself. But I don't think that. I think there's been too many overnight or instant successes. Everybody's shooting for that instant success. It doesn't work that way. So Jed Kolko, a senior fellow at the Turner Center for Housing Innovative at the University of California, Berkeley, says soaring rents are discouraging some millennials from leaving their parents' homes. Kolko's research based on more recent data has found that the share of young adults living with their parents in the first quarter of 2016 was essentially unchanged from 2 years earlier. Median rents nationwide were surging at a 6% annual pace, which doesn't sound like a whole bunch. They've slowed a bit. And in fast-growing cities like how is San Francisco a fast-growing city? I'd be leaving there. They're shooting people. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. San Francisco, Denver, and Portland, Oregon. Rents rose last year by double-digit paces. Heavier student debt loads have sent more young people back to their parents' nests. Right? These are economists at the Federal Reserve Bank and other places talking about this. So the economy's not growing because the young people aren't taking chances. The economy's not growing because they're not getting out there and working. They can't. I mean, some of them, don't get me wrong, it's not that they don't want to work. Some of them can't work because they can't find jobs in the area they have their degrees in. Other economists aren't convinced that student debt plays a dominant role at all. They note that the proportion of young adults without college degrees who live with their parents is especially high, nearly 39%. And I told you earlier, I take exception to that. I didn't have a college degree. And I've always fended for myself. I've always made things work. Now, nearly 39% of those with a high school degree were living with parents in 2014, up from around 26% in 2000. So you had a 13% increase. Now, this compares to just 19% of young adult college grads living at home in 2014. That figure, though, is up sharply, 11%. I hate all these numbers. I really do. I know. I throw them at you so you have something to work with, but I can't stand them. So what does this really mean? I guess that's my question here. Right? Does this mean that millennials can't push through? I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush, but you hear what I'm saying here, right? Are they afraid to take chances? Are they afraid to move out of mommy and daddy's house? I wonder, I wish they had asked the other question. Are they charging rent? Are they doing anything to help these kids, these young people, excuse me, not kids, these young people grow at all? Because you don't grow when your parents are handing it to you. And we're back to that again. When your parents hand you everything, you can't grow. It's impossible. When we come back from the break, you know, we just heard from Facebook that they don't censor conservatives, right? Didn't we just hear that? Okay. Thank you. Somebody in the peanut gallery said yes. But Todd Starnes has had his Facebook page blocked by Facebook because of some of his conservative comments. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. You want to hear this.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, I don't know if you can see it, but we have a lovely producer, Miss Tammy, there in the corner. I keep her in the corner, so she doesn't still wave. So she doesn't stay. You know, that's a princess wave, you know. That's the kind of wave they use in a parade. You're the queen. Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, so anyhow, she keeps me company, keeps me straight. Make sure I don't get distracted in here, because you guys are very distracting. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. First of all, I got to thank you guys for hanging in with me all the time. I mean, I really appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Also, got to thank the team at GCN Live. Got to keep those guys happy, right? I mean, they run the board. They do the technical stuff at the far end. That's how we get out on the satellite. Without them, we go no place. You might be able to hear us in the bathroom somewhere, but that's about it. So it's always good to have a good team around you. And then it's always my lovely and wonderful producer. She, again, keeps me on track, makes sure I know what the heck I'm talking about. And sometimes she can catch me before I put out the wrong story. Sometimes she's not fast enough. Kind of like it rolling, it's kind of hard to stop me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and all that. And again, the stories that I do, usually I try to check them out in a couple of places. right? And I get bit. I admit, I get bit from time to time. But you know what? We all do. So get over yourselves. So here's one we just heard about. Oh, you know, Facebook and the rest of them. They are not. They are not doing anything conservative writers. Now, I'm with a group called Liberty Alliance. Go check them out, libertyalliance.com. And you'll see the writers that are up. They're all conservative people, like myself. Some even, well, a lot further right than I am. We get blocked all the time. I've had articles pulled down. I've had YouTube block some of my stuff, pull it down, won't let me post it. I have to get sneaky with YouTube, and I know I don't listen to the show, so it's okay. What I have to do with YouTube now is I actually, after the ones that they won't allow me to upload, what I do is I actually pull them down onto my desktop from the company that usually moves it for me. I have to tweak them out, rechange the names, and then post them up in the middle of the night. And that's usually the only way, and still even sometimes I can't get them up there until I get the exact right title that they want. Doesn't matter what I want. So Todd Stearns is he's a conservative writer over at Facebook. Some of you would consider him a religious writer, but I don't think so. He has a faith, and he's not afraid to talk about his faith. He wrote a piece recently that said, you know, my conservative page just got blocked by Facebook. And if you see the graphic, did I send you this one? I did. I'm going to send it to you now. So if you see the graphic, you can see what I'm talking about here. Now, it's great because the team at Liberty Alliance, the ones that host my website and help us with our Facebook and Twitter and all that, they will send us the information. They'll fight for us. They'll send us the information. They'll push back. And they usually win. I mean, it's usually they turn around pretty fast. But it's just the irritant that you have to stop and do it. So Todd gets this thing from Facebook and says, we've removed something you posted. We removed this from the Facebook because it violates our community standards. Now, the thing I love about this is that when YouTube removes one of my posts, it always says I violated the terms of, what is it, the TOC, terms and conditions. And but they never tell you what it is. And you know that terms and conditions thing is what, 600 pages long? I'm not reading it. So Todd goes on to say, you know, the piece that they moved says, I'm about as politically incorrect as you can get. I'm wearing an NRA ball cap, eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich, reading a Paula Deen cookbook, and sipping on 20-ounce sweet tea while sitting in my Cracker Barrel rocking chair with the Gaither vocal band singing Jesus Saves on the stereo and the Gideon's Bible in my pocket. Yes, sir, I'm politically correct, and I'm happy as a June bug. They removed that post. What were they offended by? The NRA ball cap? Well, maybe it was a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You know, Paula Deen, she's, you know, such a jerk. Right? Drinking sweet tea, well, nothing wrong with that. Cracker Barrel, yeah, they're one of those haters, huh? And Gaither? I don't think you can fall. There isn't anything about Gaither you can get mad at, right? He goes on to say, I earned that badge of honor back in 2013 when Facebook blocked my page and removed a message I posted that invoked Paula Deen, the National Rifle Association, and Jesus Christ. Here's what I wrote, and I just read that too, so I'm not going to read it again. The folks over at Facebook took great offense. He said he has even tried to post Bible verses, and they pulled them back on him. They've actually pulled those down as well. So he said, for the record, I want to make something clear here. I really do have a Cracker Barrel rocking chair. I'm quite fond of sweet tea. I love Chick-fil-A. I'm a huge fan of Southern gospel music. I own several Paula Deen cookbooks. And I am a proud member of the NRA. Does that make me a bad person? He was generally perplexed at Facebook censors, but he's, you know, even more befuddled, he said. So I decided to investigate Facebook's community standards, which at best are rather vague. He said among its commandments were bans on nudity, bullying, harassment, graphic content, pornography, and spam. Apparently, though, you have to be of the conservative side before they pull any of those things. Right? For the record, I require all of our followers to wear pants, and Miss Paula was not doing anything unladylike with a stick of butter, let me tell you. His words, not mine, so keep it to yourself. It's true that one of my daily postings included some spam, a delicious recipe for a fried spam sandwich. I just can't even envision that. Can anybody envision that? I mean, why would you want a fried spam sandwich? I know what's in it. And if you make fun of me eating hot dogs like some of you like to do, and you eat spam, you ain't got no business doing that. He said, let me see. He started looking along Facebook for violent or pornographic sites. You know, one of the sites, and I can't remember the full name, and I know this might offend some of you. It was like, I think the site was F Jesus or something like that. And the picture that they had, what is it? What do you call that heading or whatever it is? The picture they had was a picture of the Last Supper. And it was Jesus cut up in slices. It was disgusting. That page was up. It was up for a long time. Facebook didn't have a problem with that. He went down, he said, he found pages called F. Donald Trump, F. Sarah Palin, The Ho, Tea Party Can Kiss My A, Rush Limbaugh is an A, and on and on. Those are still up. Right? All of them. Now, he goes on to say, and I agree with him, if he had written about reading Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals or wearing a Planned Parenthood ball cap, smoking a joint, Facebook would have ignored him, because those are normal things to do, right? But don't you think that Facebook's, based on what some of you who are active on Facebook, are you going to try to tell me that there's no leaning towards, there is no leaning towards locking out conservatives, blocking out conservatives, slowing them down? Now, Facebook's decision to block him, I mean, really created a bunch of outrage all over the place. But even the folks at the Washington Post came to his defense and wrote about him. He said, it only took a few hours, but Facebook finally had to change their heart. A member of our team accidentally removed something you posted. Don't you love that? How they do that? Oh, did we do that? Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to do that. No, my butt, they didn't mean to do it. They knew exactly what they were doing. See, the nice thing about Liberty Alliance is they've got millions of followers. They've got an email list of 3 million. So when Facebook blocks one of our writers, when Facebook does something to one of us, they immediately send out an email going, this is what's happening to one of our writers, help out. And you can only imagine what they get. I mean, even if 10% of those people respond, it's 300,000 people. Come on, think it through. No. 30,000. Is that right? How about what I say? You know what? I don't even listen to myself. Anyway, that's a lot of people. How's that? More than I got my fingers and toes. You with me? Anyway, since the fateful day, he said he's noticed that his page has been subjected to random censorship by the Facebook gods. I've received dozens of complaints from readers who tell me my content no longer appears on their pages. In some cases, Facebook won't allow them to share my postings. I've run into that. I've had that happen to us. And when I go to repost some of the stuff from my Liberty Alliance guys, same thing. Check out libertyalliance.com. Great people. Okay? And he goes on to say, I've lost count of the number of fellow conservative writers whose pages have been blocked as well. We'll post this article up later on. We're running up against it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, you want to listen a station in your area, hop up on the website. Check out the stations and times. And if we're not in your area, if you have to listen on your smartphone, that is not acceptable. I want you to let me know what station is. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Send me an email. Tell me where you're at, what station you can possibly listen to, or what station's in your area, and we will work to make it happen, I promise. Hey, have a safe rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow. We're here every day. Check out the website, therealside.com. Have a great rest of the day.